Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning that you are the Almighty God, the faithful friend that we need. What a mighty God you are. You are calling us in this hour, oh God, to follow you, to follow after righteousness, to follow you closely, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name this morning. We thank you that you are the Almighty King, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. Not one thing is impossible to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We call on your name this morning to move by your Holy Spirit. Touch each one of us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Jehovah Adonai. Oh, God, you are the Lord and Master of our lives. We surrender all to you. You are Yahweh, Lord Jehovah. What a mighty God you are. You are Lord over us. We surrender all to you. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us. You love us so much. You sent Jesus to die for us. And we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. You are there. You are everywhere. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, that you are the great healer that we need. Heal our nation. We're your people, called by your name, humbling ourselves upon your mighty hand. Oh, God, we thank you that we are humble before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, we are humbling ourselves upon your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, we call on you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we repent before you this morning. Oh, God, forgive us for sins, for transgressions against you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to move by your Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. We surrender all to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are fully armed and fully equipped. We have on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you, Lord, that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. So we just bless your name this morning. We praise you this morning. Oh, God, we cover ourselves and our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround us and protect us from all. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, from all destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, oh, God. Let your glory, oh, God, be our covering and protect our back. Hold us up, and we will be safe. Oh, God, we thank you that the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it, and we are safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety in the name of Jesus. Set us in safety from them who puffed us, oh, God. Let us dwell in the land of safety, oh, God. Lead us in the name of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, lead us safely, and we will not fear. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let the sea overwhelm our enemies. Oh, God, let us lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings, we trust, oh, God. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest. be our covert, oh God, from the coronavirus. Cover our head in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand. Cover us with your feathers, oh God. Be our defense and our refuge, oh God. Defend us and deliver us. Let your glory be our defense. Defend us from those who rise up against us. Defend us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place from the coronavirus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring them down, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, our shield. Let your truth be our shield. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Oh God, we will not be afraid of the coronavirus or any virus. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that has been set against us, oh God. You are our shield. You are our strong tower from the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are protecting us from seen and unseen dangers, and nothing by any means will harm us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you thanks, and we honor your presence. We thank you that you don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us. You are not a man that you should lie. If it had not been for you on our side, oh God, we wouldn't know what we would do. We don't know what we would do. We don't know where we would be. But, Lord, it was good that we were afflicted, that we would know your statutes, oh God, that we would learn, oh God, to be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we could call on your mighty name morning, noon, and night, and you hear us in Jesus' name. We are thankful this morning that we have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas, to give us a song of praise. Good morning, Karen. Karen, you still have your phone on mute?
Good morning, Carita.
Good morning. How are
you? How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm
you?
Doing good.
Amen.
I'm doing great. And we are going to do... What about the friend we have in Jesus?
Okay. Today, Oh, my God, we are so grateful you joined us on Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We are honoring fathers and mothers and children, and we're honoring the family on Bible Storyland. Without the family, the world could not exist. So we are thankful for family. We're thankful for all our family members. Yeah, you know, we're thankful for the fathers. We're thankful for the mothers. We're thankful for the children. We're thankful for the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, and the cousins, all of the family. We are so grateful. And you know what? Sometimes you feel like, well, Lord, why is this happening in my family? Why that happened in my family? God knows what he's doing. He's not going to allow anything that shouldn't be there. But he wants us to love each other. He said, listen, my first commandment is that you love me, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Yes, he wants us to, and that's a lot of love now. You know, it takes you 24 hours a day to have that kind of love. That's just not an ordinary love. We got to love the way God said, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. It takes a lot to love like that. We have to give up who we think we are. We have to give up all of our rights and give them to Jesus. We say, Lord, we surrender everything to you. Our mind, our will, our emotions, we surrender it to you. And you know what? God wants us. Yes, he does. He wants us to know that he is the Lord God and he's only one God. You know, many people serve many gods. Many people's God is Facebook. Many people's God is the computer and all the, you know, the internet stuff. That's many people's God is the TV. Many people's God is the doctor. Many people's God is their friend. Many people's God is, you know, whatever they into a lot. So we think many people's God is their job. They think that their job is what's helping them. But I thank God in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these things I command you today to be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in the house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. So we got to do these things. We got to teach these things to our children. And we got to go about doing what the Father said. You know, many people take their children to church and they think, oh, yeah, that's how I'm teaching them. No, no, no. You are responsible for teaching your children what thus said the Lord. He didn't say take them to church and the pastor and the Sunday school teacher is going to teach them. He said, no, you'll write it on the TV. You'll write it on the computer. You'll write it on note cards. So when you're in the car, your children can read the word. You can teach them Bible verses. You know, those little tablets. You can put the word on the tablets. So they're not playing all these monster games and all of these things. It's Family Day on Bible Storyland. So I thank God for each of you this morning being on with us. We thank God for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We bless the name of the Most High God. We call on the Lord God Almighty. He is our Savior of the whole world. And let me tell you, said if you obey him, none of these evil diseases will come upon you that he put upon the Egyptians. Not one of them will come upon you if you are obedient to God that he put upon those that are evil. So don't you worry about the coronavirus. Don't you worry. You just obey God. You're under the shadow of his almighty wings. So, Father, today we lift your name on high. And, Lord, we believe your report. Your report says we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're under your almighty hands. We dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High. We abide under your shadow, Almighty. We say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress. My God, we're trusting in you like never before. We're so thankful, Father God, that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. So today, Lord God, as we dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High, we say, Lord, you are the refuge and the fortress that we need. We're trusting in you. Surely you're going to deliver us from the coronavirus. Surely you're going to deliver us from every virus, every known and unknown disease, from the perilous pestilence. You're going to cover us with your feathers. And under your wings, we trust you are our refuge, O God. We trust in you, your truth and your shield. O God, we trust in you, your buckler. You are our buckler, Lord. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night. We shall not be afraid of the coronavirus. We shall not be afraid of the flu. We shall not be afraid of cancer. We shall not be afraid of high blood pressure, because the Holy One is taking care of us. We're under the shadow of his almighty wings. He said 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but the coronavirus should not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, not us. But you made us, O God. You are a refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. No evil shall befall us. No plague, get it again, no plague shall come near our dwelling. No plague, no virus shall come near our dwelling, because you're going to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. In their hands they shall bear us up, lest we dash our foot against the stone. O God, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. But because we have set our love upon you, therefore you will deliver us from the coronavirus, from everything. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. He shall call upon me, says the Lord, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What kind of life? Long life. That's our portion. That's a guarantee from the Father. God is not a man that he should lie. Father God tells the truth. We got to trust in him. These are perilous times. We got to continually trust in the name of the Most High God. We got to continually trust in our Father. We got to believe his word. Well, it's praise time on Bible Storyland. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. We're always grateful that she comes on with us and sings and prays and gives us a word sometimes from the Lord. We are thankful for her. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Minister C, I'm doing fantastic. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. We have a meeting here in Louisville this morning.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, all right. We had a meeting scheduled for Chicago, but it's been canceled. We do have to take precautions. We know who is protecting us. We believe, we just believe in his word.
Amen. Amen. Well,
yes, ma'am.
You want to say a prayer concerning the families?
Okay,
and,
yes, I'll pray.
And the coronavirus included. Hallelujah.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this beautiful day. Father God, you know what's going on in this world today, Lord, but we know that there's nothing impossible for you. Through you, all things are possible, Lord. So we're turning this situation over to you, Lord. Lord, we know that out of every situation, something good happens. So we do know, Lord, that you are just doing the work that you do, and somebody is going to realize that everything is in your hands, Lord. So, Lord, we're just leaning and depending on you to take care of this situation for us, but we're going to use this time to move closer to you, to move closer to the people who love us, to move closer to our families, Lord. And then, Lord, we are going to allow you to use us to be a help to somebody else who needs you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to call on your holy name. morning. We ask that you would bless everybody who is listening on the program today, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for all that you have done, all that you're doing right now, and all that you're going to do. So bless us, Lord, and keep us in your care. We love you, and we thank you for hearing and answering prayer. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Minister G, if you don't mind, I'll sing a short song, okay?
Okay.
All right. Help. Somebody, as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Amen. Awesome. Beautiful. Yep. If we can help somebody along the way, that's what the Lord says, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. And when we love each other, we help somebody along the way, whether it's a homeless person or the neighbor next door, the children, you know, whomever it is. We got to help somebody so our living won't be in vain. So we thank you so much, Pastor Donna. We thank God for you. We thank God for the prayer that you prayed concerning families and the coronavirus. You know we're going to be all right because the Almighty has us in the palm of his almighty hand. And he said, no plague will come to our dwelling because we are obedient to him. So we're grateful for the Father today and every day. We are calling on his name like never before. You know, when things happen, people begin to call on his name. But then when things get better, they stray away. So hopefully this time they won't go backsliding again. We'll all, you know, he said the righteous are going to scarcely make it in. So we got to pray that we stay steadfast, unmovable in God, always abounding in his work. Always. We got to pray for one another that we won't slip off the path. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We thank you, Pastor Donna, again. We have our cousin on, Jackie Travis, from Jacksonville, Florida. And she's going to sing a song of praise. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Jackie Travis.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. We're just holding on. We're just vibing. Everybody is so cautious, and we should be. But my patients are a little worried, and I understand. So pray for, like you say, my cousin said, pray for all of the people with the virus and people that are grounded and our senior citizens. They're so vulnerable to this. So please pray for them.
All right, all right.
Okay.
What are you going to sing this morning?
Jesus be a fence all around me every day.
Amen.
Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel all the way. I know you will, yes, Lord, I know you can. Fight my battles if I just keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel all the way. I know you can. I know you will fight my battles if I just keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Cause this is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day. I ask the Lord to guide my footsteps as I travel along the way. Lord, keep your arms around me. Just keep me day by day. I said, come on, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Whoa, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. I know you will. I know you can fight my battles if I just keep still. And Lord, be a fence all around me every day. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. He is definitely a fence all around us. Because you know what? I'm telling you what, over the years, so many things have happened in the atmosphere, the flu, all kind of viruses, all kind of things. And you know what? We just got to say, Lord, I trust in you. As we dwell in the secret place with him, we know that he is our defense against the enemy, against anyone, everything that occurs. He promised that he would not put any of these diseases upon us, the obedient. So we got to continually obey him, continually trust in him, continually call on his name, be faithful. That's what he wants. He wants us to be faithful. What is love? Love and obedience is the same thing. When we obey him, we show him that we love him. We could tell him all day. He don't want lip service. No, he doesn't want lip service. We can't just say, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, and then do everything we want to do. No, no, no. This is family day, and we got to teach our family members that we got to obey God in everything. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to be singing a song of praise. And then after Mother Fanny, we have Mother Ludell on with us this morning. We are so grateful for the young people. You know, they in their 90s and 80s. Mother Ludell, 98. Mother Fanny, 83 years young. Birthday coming up. Mother Fanny had her birthday February 10th. And Mother Ludell had her birthday February 10th. Mother Fanny's birthday's coming up. So we are grateful for the, you know, the ones with the hoary head that God is you know, preserve their life. They done been through something. They could tell us some stories about all kind of diseases that came in, but how they got over, how that Jesus built a fence around them. So we're thankful this morning. Mother Fanny, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing some better this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What are you going to sing?
God has smiled on me.
Amen. We need him to smile on us.
God has smiled on me.
Amen.
He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's sure been good. He's sure been good. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me.
Everywhere I go, you know, I'm gonna
Everywhere I go, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, everywhere I go, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my church, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my church, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, it's all in my church, you know, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, you go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, you sound great, Mother Liddell. We appreciate you. Thank God for the duet. Has to help Mother Fanny and Mother Liddell sing their beautiful songs. We thank God for you. Well, you know, it's time for the Word of God this morning. We love the Word of God on Bible Storyland. Psalms 119, 105 says, "The Word is a lamp for our feet and a light to our pathway." So we thank God this morning for the mighty Word of God. We thank God for Him walking with us every day. And so by the Word of God, we can see where we are going. Today, our speaker is a mighty man of God who lives in Jacksonville, Florida. He's a pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry. He loves the Word of God. He ministers to people all over. He's a frequent visitor on Bible Storyland. We are grateful for him this morning. His name is Pastor Johnny McCray, Jacksonville, Florida. We're so grateful. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. We're ready for the word.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Good morning, Bible Story Land. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because I'm truly glad to be a part of today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I want to say special good morning to Sister Fanny and Sister Liddell. Amen. I think I talked to Sister Liddell yesterday.
Amen.
Yes. We had a good conversation. Amen. Encouraged me and lifted me up. I just want to tell her that it encouraged me to just want to run on and see what the end going to be. You know, when I was a young boy, they used to sing that song in the church. You got to run on and see what the end going to be. Because there is an end to this whole matter. Amen. There is a place that in the end where the Bible said that there'll be no more crying. Amen. No more sorrow. No more pain. Amen. So I got to run on so I can get to that place.
Yes, Lord.
When the dogs and the cats going to play together. Amen. Will there be no more strife and no more envy, no more jealousy, no more malice, No more fighting, no more warring, no more sickness, and no more death. I got to run on and see what the end going to be.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And we have to encourage one another in times like this. Amen. We as the children of God, amen, God's chosen vessels, amen, we got to just put ourselves to the side and let God be God. Amen. We just have to continue to let God use us in every capacity according to his will and not ours. For truly Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The Bible said that it's a tedious journey. We're not too young and we're not too old to still be a laborer in the kingdom of God. And I come by to tell you this morning that you are still a laborer. You're still a worker. You're still needed. Amen. God is still going to use us in some capacity. Amen. But we all together, we can make it. We all together, God will have his perfect will. Because it wasn't by one. If it was only one, he could have used Jesus. But he had to use the 12, then the 120, then the thousands. Now it's millions of us. You're not in this race alone. Over a million believers, millions of believers, that Jesus Christ is not dead but yet alive.
Yes,
and we come to talk about Jesus this morning. Amen. And I pray that the word of God be encouraging to you this morning. I pray that the praise and the songs be encouraging to you this morning, that you can run on and see what the end going to be. We talked about arthritis and rheumatism and things of that nature, but God is still God, and he's going to have his marvelous way. Amen. It ain't like it was when we was young, but we are not yet old, but yet it's still God, it's still God, and we are still needed in the kingdom of God. So we pray this morning, Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the marvelous name of Jesus, that you will send us a word from on high. And the word would not fall on stony ground or hard heart, but fall on good soil. Hallelujah. And that your will shall be done. In Jesus' name, we ask that you pour out your spirit and your anointing on Bible Storyland. That wherever these Saturday morning events fall, when you open up and breathe, that we shall be blessed. Not just the one that hear us, but those that they are connected to. Because there is a law of connection. So we connected by faith with everyone that you want to be blessed through the praise and the worship and the Bible Storyland broadcast, but most of your word. So God, have your way this morning. A word that will not return void, but will accomplish what you set it out to do. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I'm glad to have another opportunity to be a vessel for God to use my voice, to use my body, my mind, my expressions, just to be a vessel for God's use in any capacity for the kingdom of God on earth. Amen. To draw those out of the world into the kingdom and those in the kingdom to be fortified, to be strengthened, to be lifted up, to be encouraged, to be healed, delivered, set free. God, in the name of Jesus, there's no other name that we know, no other name that we will bow down to, no other name that we will submit to, no other name that we can trust, because every other name has failed us. Yes, money has failed us. Marriage has failed us. Children have failed us.
My love.
Life has failed us. But the name of Jesus, oh, that mighty name of Jesus has never failed us, because whenever you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. When you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be set free. When you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be delivered when you call on his holy and his mighty name. God, we ask that you make this ground holy ground this morning, that your will shall be done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, God.
Amen. This morning, real briefly, we want to speak out of the book of Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, the word of God said in verse 1, it said, Jesus, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thy will can, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift of Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. I come by to tell you this morning, the same as Jesus had to go into the mountain, so do we. Before we confront this day, we got to go into the mountain. You got to go up in the mountain and have a conversation with God, because there's no day that you know what you're going to face today. But there are multitudes of sickness and disease and pain and depression and anxiety that people possess that is down in the multitude. Many things are in the multitude, and your family is in the multitude. Your loved ones are in the multitude, and God says you have to come up and talk with me. Amen. I come and encourage you this morning to never fail in the morning time. If you have to get up at 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, whatever time you need to get up to talk to God in your mountain, in your refuge. The Bible says he is our refuge and a very present help in time of trouble. We got to continue to go into the mountain. You know, sometimes we get discouraged instead of encouraged, and we don't go up to the mountain and talk to God. Don't let discouragement keep you from going and talk to God, because there is no answer for you nowhere but in God. Because he is our sustainer. He is our keeper. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. He is our joy, our peace, our love, our sanctuary. God is. But we got to go to the mountain. We got to go to the mountain. We run to mama. We run to this. We run to that. We run to daddy. We run to the other. We run to the bank. We run everywhere. But you got to run up the mountain and spend some time with God. That's the only way we're going to make it. They worry about the virus that has infected our land, but you still got to go to the mountain. Leave the virus down here and go up and talk to God. Because God will handle the virus. God will handle the sickness. God will handle the disease. God will handle whatever the addiction. God will handle the brokenness. God will handle the depression. God will handle those things and make thy clean. As Jesus said, it is my will that you be clean. It is my will that your children be clean. It is my will that your friends be clean. It is my will that your husband and your wife be clean. But you have to come talk to me. I am God and there is no other. I foresee that there's a problem in the kingdom of God, that God's people won't talk to him. You can't talk to God and talk on the cell phone at the same time. You can't talk to God and watch TV at the same time. You can't talk to God and talk to people at the same time. You can't talk to God with other things on your mind. You had to clear your mind of everything and go up into the mountains. Separate yourself from people. Separate yourself from friends. Separate yourself from everything and have a talk with God, because he is your only redeemer. He is your only sanctifier. He is the one that can keep you if you want to be kept. God will keep you. If you want to be free, God will free you because he said it in his word.
Yes.
It is my will that you be clean. So I just want to tell you this morning, encourage you this morning, spend a little more time with Jesus. We got to spend a little more time with him. Mm-hmm. You don't need to talk to me. You need to talk to Jesus. You don't need to talk to the banker. You need to talk to Jesus. But everything belongs to God. Your husband belongs to God, your wife, your children, your money, your car, your house, your business, your possessions, this earth, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the clothes you wear, everything belongs to God. And you have to talk to God about everything. That thing called pride. God will keep it down. Because we can get so prideful sometimes. We can get bigoted sometimes. We get high-minded sometimes. Because if it wasn't so, he wouldn't put it in the book. I just want to encourage you. Our answer is in the mountain. Before you come out and deal with life, before you go to the doctor, before you go up to the mountain, it's courage in the mountain. It's power up in the mountain. It's love up in the mountain. The Bible said love can bear all things. You got to go get it. It said there's healing. By my stripes, you are healed, but you got to come and speak my thy word. If you want to. So Jesus says, it's a mighty strange thing about this leper. He realized that he was sick. It's some folks that in the multitude, they know they're sick, but you got to talk to God so you can talk to them. So you can long suffer with them. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. He is my Savior, in my Savior, in my Savior, yes. One more part of that, he says, none but the righteous, none but the righteous, none but the righteous shall see God. We're going to see God. Because Jesus is the hope of our glory.
Yes.
Jesus is our Savior. He gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Oh.
He bared the cross that we don't have to bear his cross. We just have to bear our cross. And our cross is the cross of faith and standing on the solid rock.
Oh, yes.
He gave up his life. He went and took back what we lost. He took the keys of hell and death that we could be free and have freedom
mm-hmm.
in him. That's how much God loves us.
Yes, he does.
So to stay encouraged, go in the mountain. To stay full of power over the unclean, go to the mountain. We all have to go up in the mountain.
I hope the quarantines meet you, God, John. I have a son that will.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is our example. What you want, God got it.
Yes.
And he's willing to give it. Go get it. He'll give it to you. Why? Because it's his will. He says, it is my will that you have it. We bless the Lord today. We thank God for this opportunity to encourage you to go into the mountain and have a private conversation with God. The other lady came out with a thing called going to prayer room. If that's your mountain, make it a prayer room then. You know, the side of your bed. I found out that we as the people of the kingdom of God, we don't even get on our knees hardly no more.
Mm-hmm.
We pray laying down in the bed, walking down the street, but we don't fall down and humble ourselves on our knees.
Yes, God.
Like we used to. We don't even pray over our food like we used to. We need to get back to used to. Because used to work.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I bless you. Stay encouraged. And let's pray for one another. Thank you, Minister G, for this opportunity to speak on Bible Scurryland. And may God continue to bless you in every way. May the love and peace of God rule and abide over all that hear and all that are here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, that, what a word. That was awesome. In times like these, go to the mountain, he said.
Mm-hmm.
We got to continually go to the mountain. We got to trust in God because he's our keeper. He's our sustainer. He's our sanctuary. We got to spend more time. He said, bend the knee. Yeah, we got to bend the knee. And I love that song he sang. I love Jesus. Yes,
mm-hmm.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We thank God for that message this morning. No matter what we're going through, God is our keeper. He's our sustainer. We got to go to the mountain.
Yes,
you know, salvation is a free gift from God, but it comes with responsibility.
Yes.
So we got to be responsible for making sure. Yeah, you know, make your call and election sure.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're in the mountain, going to the mountain to spend time with God. He said we got to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength.
Oh, yes.
That requires a mountain experience. That requires us to give up, to die to ourselves. You know, we got to give up our mind, our will, our emotions, and trust in the Almighty in times like these. Like you said,
yes.
You know, in times like these are perilous times. But it's nothing to God. Coronavirus, nothing to God. He knows every disease known and unknown. He knows what's to come, what's been already happened.
Mm.
Nothing is impossible to our God.
My Lord.
You know, we sing songs about nothing is impossible. We talk about nothing, but we got to truly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we believe it is he walk us through these situations. Like he walked the children of Israel through the river, you know, through the all of the waters. He walked them through on, but it, the water would where he walked them through. He opened, parted the Red Sea.
Yes, it did.
He made them a believer, but when they got on the other side, they started mumbling and grumbling. So we came mumbling and grumbling. Oh Lord, now you brought us over here. Now we wish we had stayed over there. No. We gotta move forward in God. We can't. You know, we got to take our salvation seriously.
Yes.
We can't say, well, God loves us no matter what. Oh, yeah, he loves us, but he chastises too.
Yes.
But we got to obey God. We got to do what he tells us to do. And then once we get in God, because he said, you know, the righteous going to scarcely make it in.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get in, we got to stand. We can't backslide. You know, Revelations talks about backsliding. So we cannot backslide. We got to keep moving forward in God.
Yes,
sir. Revelations 2:5 says, you walked away from your first love. Why? What's going on with you anyway? Do you have any idea how you've fallen? Turn back.
Mm-hmm.
Recover your dear earthly early love. No time to waste. I am well on my way to removing your light. So we got to remember. We got to stay steadfast, unmovable in God, always abounding in him. In him. We can't, no, no, no. We cannot go backwards anymore. We got to run into his presence. We got to thirst and hunger for God. So I thank God for the great word that Pastor McCray gave this morning. I thank God for the song that was sang, If I Can Help Somebody by Pastor Donna, Jesus Be a Fence Around Us by Jackie Travis, God Has Smiled on Me, and This Little by Mother Fanny, and God Has Smiled on Me by Mother Ludell. We got to, you know, keep on praising, keep on thanking. Keep on thanking God because he's still in control.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in. He said, I'm ruler of this nation.
Yes, he is.
It's not our president. It's not our vice president. It's not who the banks are. It's nobody but God. He's the ruler of the nation.
Yes, he is.
So no matter what he allows in the nation, he going to take care of his people. Mm-hmm. When the children of Israel cried out to him, he heard their cry. And he hear our cry. Don't you think, even before you called me, I heard you.
Yes,
Lord. Well, I thank God. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're about to pray for the people of God this morning. So if you have a prayer request, you can, let me see, let me make sure I got all the lines unmuted this morning. I'm going to unmute all the lines so you can request prayer if you want prayer this morning. So I thank God for the people of God that are on. All right.
Miss Ludell.
All right.
I pray for myself, my family, and my church family, and my daughter
right.
that's out on a vacation. Pray for safety.
Okay. All right. Anybody else this morning? Prayer time.
And don't forget Mary Jean, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Karika?
Yes, Kara.
Pray for my church. Our church service in person is canceled, but we're going to be meeting online tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Prayer requests.
Pray for me and my church family.
Okay, Mother. Mother Fanny. All righty. I thank God for each of you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name. We thank you for Pastor Donna, Lord God, her husband, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and we thank you for the meetings that they have this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on their behalf. Oh, God, move mightily on the people of God today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for Jackie Travis. We thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness to the senior citizens. We thank you for her daughter, Janae, and Davida, oh, God, and her grandbaby, Ava. We thank you for the senior citizens that she ministered to. And, Lord, we lift up senior citizens all over the nation today. Many senior citizens have been exposed. Oh, God, some of their immune systems are down, but you're able to be their immune system to build it up for them, oh, God. And, Lord, we just thank you this morning for what you've done on Bible Storyland. We thank you for the word of God going to the mountain. We are on the mountaintop with you, oh, God. Help us to always spend time in your presence. I thank you for Mother Ludell, oh, God. For her, for healing her body, for keeping her healthy, keeping her well. I thank you for her niece, Mary Jean, and even her daughter who's on vacation. Lord, there you are omnipresent. There's no place that you are not. We appreciate you, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you for all of our families. We thank you for our church family. And, Lord, even Karen, Lord God, said that her church family will be online tomorrow. So, Father, whatever it is that you want us to do, oh, God, make it plain to us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, whether we meet in the building or online, we thank you for your presence being there with us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for Pastor McCray, bringing forth the word, oh God. We thank you that he's on the front line of the battlefield. We thank you that he's covering the people of God. We thank you for everything that he's had to go through, oh God, every trial that we've all had to go through, because the trials truly are making us stronger in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. And, Lord, as we close out this morning, we thank you for your holy presence being present with us this morning. Oh, God, we can't make it without your presence. We thank you that you are God, you are Lord, and there's no God greater than you. Lord, we thank you for the United States of America. Oh, God, cover America. Keep us under the shadow of your almighty wings. Keep us in the palm of your almighty wings, our almighty hand. We thank you that nothing by any means will harm us. We are your children called by your name. We are humbling ourselves, oh God, before your mighty hand. We repent, Father God, for anything that we've done against your will. Forgive us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. And, Father, you said those who are called by your name can call on your name. We are turning from our wicked ways, and we ask you to heal our land. Oh, God, so much is happening in America. Oh, God, but nothing is impossible to you. You see all. You know all. You know all the sin down here. You know every time we sin, because nothing is impossible to you. You see everything. So, Father, we repent for our nation. We repent, oh, God, for everyone in our nation. Forgive us, oh, God, for whoring after other gods. Forgive us, oh, God, when we've left you our first love in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover ourselves, our families with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, even though, Lord God, oh, God, these are perilous times. Oh, God, we thank you that these are the times that we need a Savior like you. What a mighty God you are. You are a keeper. You are a sustainer. You are a sanctifier. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Well, thank you all for being on Bible Storyland. Of course, we will not be on next Saturday. It's the third Saturday. But we'll be on again. Lord, say the same thing on the fourth Saturday. It will be Children's Day. So we are thanking God for what he's doing for the people of God. He's a mighty God. Don't forget to bless the Lord. Don't forget, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year.
Yes.
The Lord loves you so much.
Yes,
we cannot even put in words how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. He sent Jesus to die for us. He sent Jesus, his only son. Jesus obeyed God and left heaven, and he came, and he died for us. So we thank God today for Jesus.
Yes.
I love you all. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you so much. But God loves you even more than I have the capacity to love you. But you know God is faithful to us.
Yes,
and we bless you this morning. Be blessed. Look forward to talking to you all again on the 28th of March. Have a great week. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's beautiful, girl. I loved it. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor McCray. All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.